The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Good morning and welcome to each and every one of us that the Lord has graciously given life to live today. I especially welcome you to Power for Today, Resurrection Power for Today, Resurrection Power for Today, because Jesus has resurrected. So every day is a resurrection unto us. And so I welcome you to Resurrection Power for Today. Those who are joining for the first time, it is the platform, it is the medium by which we come to receive all the qualities that we need for the day, for to live a victorious day, a prosperous day. Yes, we must receive them from the Lord and declare them and live and manifest our testimonies. So once again, you are most welcome. Yes, this morning, I want to begin by giving three testimonies. Three testimonies from one person from the United States. And the details of the testimony will be given on Sunday. But I really want you to understand that God is working, and these things, they encourage us. So we want to hear from you. Yes, the impact that this program is making in your life. Sometimes we are tempted to give up. Yes, I remember when I went to Nigeria. Yes, when this great man of God invited me, and I testified about the effect of his ministry on my life in 1990 when he visited Ghana. Yes, he said 80 people will receive their miracles today. And when he started declaring, they were falling one after the other. He said they should bring them forward. When the number was 80, then he said, that is it for the day. That really impacted my life so much. And I tell you, he was so encouraged that somebody came all the way from Ghana, 1990. How many years now? Yes, about 32 years. Yes, has come to say what happened 32 years ago. I tell you, when Papa mounted the pulpit, it was something else that day. Oh my God. Yes, testimonies inspire. Testimonies encourage. As a matter of fact, that is why we worship God. That's why we tell God who He is and what He has done. We testify and then we receive more. Yes, this testimony is coming from one of our mothers in the United States. The first testimony is that breast tumor has disappeared. Two, babies crying ceased. Three, occult activities halted by the application of the anointed water. Let me start. Number one, this mother who has been joining us online, who has been very consistent right now, she is online right now. There are a lot of them from the United States and other nations that are online. We don't mention names for security reasons. Yeah. So after the podcast last week, Friday, which was on the 17th, on Friday 17th, just after the podcast, she called me that she was feeling some way some months ago, and then a few months ago, and then she went to hospital, and a tumor has been discovered in her breast. A tumor has been discovered in her breast. And in fact, she's not happy at all. She's not happy at all. And they have asked her to return on Tuesday 21st. She should come on Tuesday 21st. In fact, they ran tests and other things and confirmed that there is a tumor in the breast. But they've asked us to come on Tuesday 21st so that they see what they can do, whether they should cut and remove it and whatever, and she doesn't want her breast to be touched. She doesn't want that. So she called me on after podcast on Friday 17th. And we spoke. And then I prayed for her. I've forgotten what I, in fact, I, what I can remember the prayer was, because she will be sending me the actual, what I can remember the prayer was, let the blood of Jesus wipe out this tumor. Let the blood of Jesus wipe out this tumor. Let the blood of Jesus wipe out this tumor. Let the Holy Ghost fire consume this tumor. And after prayer, I just said to her that when you go next week, Tuesday, 21st, they will not see anything. They will not find anything. They won't find anything. Then, on Wednesday, 23rd, just this Wednesday, just after the podcast, she called me with joy. She said, Daddy, I went. The tumor that took only 10 minutes to discover, and the test also confirmed it. Now I went, and for 1 hour, they were searching every part of my breast. They can't find the tumor. The tumor has disappeared, as you said. They couldn't find the tumor, and the doctors are just looking at each other in surprise. And they kept on for 1 hour. I laid down. She laid down, and she even fell asleep. They were just pressing, touching, doing whatever they need to do. Oh, our mothers, may God help you and deliver you. Oh, yes. Yes. And no tumor. So tumor has disappeared by the power of God. The second testimony from the same person. Yes. Somebody has just delivered a baby in the house. And where they are living is a story building. And you know, in America, they use wood for the basement at the base. I mean, wood for the flat, the floor. And so when anything is going up there, okay, let me say this first. The baby from 12 o'clock in the night, the baby will not sleep. This baby will be crying. The baby who that is just about 4 months will be crying and crying and crying and crying. They will do everything. The baby will not stop crying. So, just, the beginning of the week, it just occurred to her to give the baby, to anoint the baby with, to anoint the baby and pray. But when she stretched her hands, she rather picked the communion instead of the anointing oil. Say, okay, once I've picked the communion, I will use the communion. She gave the baby the communion and used the communion to anoint the baby and commanded the baby to go back to sleep. Baby, sleep from now. Immediately the baby fell asleep, and the baby slept, and the baby has been sleeping since then. So communion power has put the baby to sleep. And the testimony from the same person is that, and actually this is what caused the baby not to sleep. This was what caused the baby not to sleep. He said, always those who live above them, she can't tell what they do in the night. There will be activity in the night, the whole night. They are stamping on the floor. There is activity. And they will be hearing every night. There is something going on there. And they can't tell. They don't understand. Then it just occurred to her, why are these people always disturbing like that? Then the water that we have been blessing during the crossover, the water therapy, the water that we bless during the crossover, because over there when we are doing crossover, they are also Yes, included. Then it just occurred to her. She picked the water and said, this water has been blessed by my father, Reverend Dr. Delali Boja. And so let the power of God in this water silence every activity that is going on there. Then she splashed the water on the ceiling, her ceiling, which is the people's floor. She threw the water up there, splashed the water. She said, immediately she splashed the water, every noise there ceased. And that activity has ceased up to today. They are now sleeping soundly. That is an occult activity that has been going on in the night. And the power of the water has, the power of God in the water has halted every occult activity. And she was saying, hey, Papa, we have power. You are teaching us. So I say, you are cheating yourself. We are cheating ourselves. When we are running from prophet to prophet and they are collecting things from us, the power is already in you. Yes, we need them. We need them once in a while in certain situations. But listen to me. The power of God is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. The word of God is with you. You don't need anybody. The Bible says that you don't need any anointing to teach you. Yes. You don't need anyone to teach you. The anointing in you. First John chapter, is it chapter 2 verse 27 or something? Yes. The anointing that you have, that's the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things. So remember, we are expression of God and extension of God. So we give glory to God for these testimonies. And we command this testimony to remain and continue to be a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, we are going to pray on the theme, we are taking back any ground I have given to the devil. Taking back every ground the devil has taken. Yes, that's it. Taking back every ground the devil has taken in my mind, in my language, in my health, in my marriage, in my career, in my every ground the devil has taken, or any ground I have given to the devil and his agents, I'm taking it back. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11, 12. Since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. In fact, the NIV says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Yes. So it is the kingdom of heaven. That's why Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come. Yes, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. It takes force for the kingdom of heaven.
Another NIV.
Yes, another NIV.
NIV, read it. Says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence. And violent people have been reading it.
Wow, I like that. That is NIV for you.
Yes.
There are four versions of NIV. I wish I can get that version, but it is not. We need to find out what version.
See, maybe it's the latest one.
You see, the kingdom of heaven. You see, Jesus said we should pray that kingdom come. That means heaven on earth. That means we can live the life of heaven on earth in this world. We can. It is possible. In heaven, there is no sickness. In heaven, there is no disease. In heaven, there are no tears. In heaven, there is no, there is no death. We can live that life here on earth. That is thy kingdom come. That is heaven on earth. But do you know something? It takes warfare. It takes warfare. Yes. It takes warfare. the devil will not just allow it, because this is his domain, the earth here. He was cast down. He was cast down. This is his domain. Even though God is still in charge of the earth and all creation, the devil was cast down. And so this is his domain. This is where there are tears, premature death, accident, all wickedness and evil. You only find it here. You don't find it in heaven. But it takes violence. Yes. It takes violence, violence, violence. That is why we must pray violently. In fact, when I'm praying during the midday, when I'm praying my night prayers, sometimes to pray for hours, there are things I do. I think, I do this, I do that. And sometimes I will just go on the phone to see there are places the Holy Spirit leads me to, not anywhere at all. I just discovered this lady called Shadin Anglin, young woman that the Lord is using. And the prayers I was praying, I don't know how it came. After touching the phone, she just came on. Exactly what I was praying was what this lady was also praying. I was shocked. If I would have shouted, I didn't know it's in the night, but no one was around me. What? Exactly what the words I was praying. I had to send the link to, somebody. And then even last night, when I was praying, yes, I've just shared some of this thing to some of you, that the race is not to the swift. It is about endurance. Those who endure, some come first and then they become last. Some are achieving first, but before you realize they are last, it takes endurance. I share it to many of you. Yes. After this, you listen to it. And so you see, this is how, things are. The kingdom of heaven, here on earth, this is where we go through those, times. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, Matthew 12, 29, it says, "Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can rob his house." I don't know whether you have it. The NIV again, if you can read it there.
Okay. "Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house."
Fine. Unless he ties up the strong man. Jesus spoke these words about Satan, how we must bind him and take from him every blessing of ours that are in his custody. Beloved, nothing of yours is in heaven. It has been released. Yes. The day you became born again, heaven has been opened unto you. You are a citizen of heaven. According to Philippians 3:20, you are a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20. Yes. You are a citizen of what? Heaven. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We are Christ's ambassadors here on earth, as if God is making his appeal through us. He's appealing through us. We are the expression and extension of God wherever you are. But listen, the devil will not allow you. He will resist you. He will fight your mind, fight your emotions, distract you, fight you with fear, fight you with discouragement. And what does he use? He has agents. He has his children. Yes, he used them against us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, "For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." 1 John 3, 8. He might destroy the works of the devil. Is it there? What does that say?
1 John 3:8. "The one who does what is sinful is of the devil.
Yes.
Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning.
Yeah, this is talking about a sinful life. A Christian who keeps on sinning. A Christian who keeps on doing the wrong thing. It means that you are not yet born again. Fine.
The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
Fine. Was to destroy the devil's work. Yes, to destroy his work. And now that he is no more here physically, you are here to continue that ministry. When we read 1 Samuel chapter 30, what we are going to pray, you can see directly in 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verse 1 to 8 and 17 to 20, 1 Samuel 30. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Let me explain here. Ziklag was a place that David was given and his men. So they were living there with their wives and children and everything. But then, yes, the Amalekites came and raided that place when they were not around, when they were also gone to the field to fight some enemies. By the time they realized, the Amalekites came to raid Ziklag and took everything away. Verse 4. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Leadership is not easy. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, the son of Abimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered. That's the Lord. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. Now David and the 600 men with him came to the Bezer Ravine, where some stayed behind. For 200 men were too exhausted to cross the ravine. But David and 400 men continued the pursuit. Now, let me jump to verse 17. David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day, and none of them got away except 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled. 18. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else they had taken. David brought everything back. He took all the flocks and herds, and his men drove them ahead of the other livestock, saying, this is David's plunder. Today, somebody is going to say, this is my plunder.
Amen.
This is my plunder. You are going to mention your name and say, this is my plunder.
Amen.
Yes. We are taking back every ground the devil has taken. Some of these grounds are ancestral grounds. Our ancestors have given the grounds for the devil by the things they worship, by the covenant they made with demons when they were not aware, for protection, for wealth, for whatever. So they are ancestral grounds. Yes. So these are what? Ancestral grounds, inherited grounds, acquired grounds. Yes. Acquired grounds These are the grounds that the enemy has taken. Ancestral grounds, which are inherited grounds. Yes, acquired grounds and self-generated grounds that we have given to the enemy. Sometimes we are giving the enemy the ground of our mouth. Some people only speak negative. Oh, can this thing work? Oh, I have failed. Oh, me cry, me, I'm tired. Oh, me, this thing cry. Why me alone? You have given the devil the ground in your mouth. Sometimes we have given the devil the ground in our mind. Do you know how we've given the devil the ground in our mind? Our way of thinking. Our way of thinking. Our way of thinking. The way we think. Yes. False ideologies in our mind. Tradition of men. Negative mindset. Yes. All these things, they have given the devil and his agent grounds in our minds. And sometimes some of these grounds are through other people. What other people say to us. There are some people whose parents and their bosses at their workplace are always insulting them. You, good for nothing, good for nothing, good for nothing. Can anything good come out of you? And you have heard that again and again and again. I am telling you, in your subconscious mind, it will take the meditation of the word of God. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need to hear the word of God. To neutralize those thinking in your mind. I'm telling you. Because they have made a mark. They have established a stronghold in your subconscious mind. Yes. So, the devil gave grounds through other people. What other people say. Through our negative past. When somebody is always reminding you of your past. Yes. That can establish. So we are going to dethrone them from our mind. False identity. Yes. False ideology. False mindset. In fact, as a pastor, sometimes when I'm praying for somebody for a long time and I'm not seeing anything, I just invite the person to come for conversation. Let's just talk. When they begin to talk, I hit my table. I say, my God, I thank you for this meeting. Hey! So is that what is in your head? If you know the way people think, please, if you are a pastor online, don't just pray for people. Oh. Sit down and talk with people about them. Listen to them. Listen to them. Because sometimes the mind is where the problem is blocking everything. So even though the mouth is praying, what is in the head is different. What is in the heart is different. It's different. It's different. I used to pray with somebody. I would ask, Are you sure? Do you believe? We'll be praying. Then do you believe? Do you really believe the prayers? Do you believe what we are praying? Do you believe that the answers will come? I never knew why I was asking that. Until one day when something happened, and the person came to me and we were talking. I said, so that is what you think. You see the reason why the answers are not coming? Yes. So, sometimes we ourselves, we have given the devil the ground in our mind, in our emotions, yes, in our mouth, in our lives. We have given the devil the ground. We are going to pray right now. Begin to thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for this revelation.
Lord, I thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
Lord, I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
Lord, I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
Lord, I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
I thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for this revelation.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
By blood.
By blood,
by
faith,
by
force,
and by fire,
and by fire,
in the
ground,
every ground, I have given the devil, and his agent,
every ground
in my life, in my mind,
in my mouth,
in my marriage,
in my health,
I have given
the devil.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By faith.
By faith.
By force.
By force.
And by fire.
And by fire.
I take it back.
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 I take it back. I take it back.
Take it back.
In the ground.
The ground.
The devil has taken in my life.
Has taken in my life.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. Ratako sakata. I take it back. Begin to take it back right now.
Take it back.
Take it back.
I 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 take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back. Malachi, we'll pray your prayer point. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, by blood.
By blood.
By faith.
By faith.
By force.
By force.
And by the fire of the Holy Ghost.
By the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I take back.
I take back.
Any legal assets.
Any legal assets.
Any legal assets.
Any legal assets.
I, Delali Boja.
I, Gladys Boja.
I, Delali Boja.
I, Gladys Boja.
Has given to the devil.
Has given to the devil.
And his agents.
And his agents.
And his agents.
And his agents.
Any legal assets.
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 Legal assets.
My ancestors.
My ancestors.
My parents.
My parents.
And I myself. Has given to the devil.
Given to the
have
devil.
Given to the devil.
Has given to
and
the
his
devil.
Agents
and
in my life.
Agents in my life.
By the blood of
by
Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By faith.
By faith.
By force and by fire of the Holy Ghost.
By fire.
I take it back.
And by the blood.
I take it back.
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 In the name of Jesus Christ. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back. I take it back. I take back any legal assets that my ancestors and I have given to the devil and his agents by the blood of Jesus.
I take it back.
By faith, by force, by fire.
I take it back.
By the blood.
I take it back. I take it back.
By fire.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back.
Any aspect of my life that the devil and his agents
are ruling and reigning.
Are ruling and reigning. I take it back.
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 In the ground.
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 I have legally.
Legally,
unknowingly,
unknowingly,
my ancestors,
my parents,
my family,
have given to the devil, have given to the devil,
and he is ruling,
and
reigning,
I take it back,
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 be it my mind,
yes Lord,
in my mind,
be it my mind,
in my language,
in my language,
in my marriage,
in my marriage,
in my health,
in my health,
in my business,
in my career,
in my career,
in my finances. finances,
in my relationship,
Let that disease die and disappear. disappear. Let that disease die.
Let that disease die and disappear.
Let that sickness die and disappear.
From my body.
You this disease.
Whatever your medical name, I said the name of Jesus against you right now. You are commanded to die and disappear.
Any organ in my body.
Begin to function well. Amen.
Say you barrenness.
And miscarriages.
Jesus Christ.
Did not give you to me. Any disappear. Jesus Christ. By blood. By faith. By faith.
By force and by fire. All the agents, human agents,
that the devil is using
in my father's house, in my mother's house,
in my office, at my workplace,
in the church, in my neighborhood,
all human agents of the devil. I subdued them. I paralyzed them. I nailed them to the cross. I destroy their charms, their spells, their charms, their spells, their charms, their spells, their charms, their spells, their charms, 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 And be nailed to the cross.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Say, I declare I declare my victory, my freedom, my liberty, my freedom, my liberty, 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 my li
satanic,
that are bosses,
that are bosses,
the occultic,
the occultic,
that are bosses,
that are bosses,
and terrifying
and
people,
terrifying people,
terrifying people,
terrifying people,
terrifying people,
terrifying people,
occultics and satanic,
occultics and
that
satanic,
are lecturers,
that are lecturers,
and professors,
and professors,
that fail people,
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 the occultics,
the occultics,
and the satanic,
and the satanic,
among the lecturers,
among the lecturers,
who fail people,
who fail people,
intentionally,
intentionally,
who depress people,
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 cause people pain,
the satanists,
the satanists,
the occultists,
the occultists,
the witches and the wizards,
the witches and the wizards,
who are among,
who are among
lecturers,
lecturers,
professors,
professors,
lecturers,
lecturers,
professors,
professors,
bosses,
bosses,
head of department,
head of department,
head of department,
head of department,
head of government,
head of government,
head of government,
head of government,
oppressing,
oppressing,
depressing,
depressing,
ruling,
ruling,
by wickedness,
by wickedness,
leading,
leading,
by wickedness,
by wickedness,
by wickedness,
by wickedness.
Today,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
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 by the blood of Jesus Christ,
by the blood of Jesus Christ,
we subdue them,
and we nail them to the cross,
we nail them to the cross,
we subdue them,
and nail them to the cross,
we subdue them,
and nail them to the cross,
nail them to the cross,
all the demons,
and the evil spirits,
and the evil spirits,
that help them,
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 that they are expressing,
we subdue,
yes,
we subdue them,
and nail them to the cross,
we subdue
and nail them to the cross,
we subdue
and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue and nail them to the cross,
we subdue them, we subdue them,
we subdue them,
we subdue them,
we send the terror of God against them in the name of Jesus Christ, send the blood of Jesus against them, the Holy Ghost fire.
We subdue them,
and rulers,
and rulers,
and rulers,
that are ruling,
that are ruling,
teaching, and teaching by wickedness,
by wickedness,
wickedness,
leading department,
leading department
by wickedness,
by wickedness,
by wickedness,
by wickedness.
This morning,
yes, this morning,
in the mighty name,
we subdue them,
which is a wizard.
Witches and wizards,
the satanists,
the occultists,
the marines, who are professors, lecturers, teachers,
in primary school,
in lower school, in higher institutions,
yes, who are bosses, who are rulers of nations. of departments, who achieve, who achieve, who achieve, who achieve, and ruling by wickedness, who terrify people, who create fear, and discouragement, who depress, and oppress.
some wives, who are also like that, and nail them to the cross.
Father, we thank you. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We liberate, we secure our weekend, we liberate, we secure our weekend, we secure our journeys, our food, our water, anything, our entire, our secret place, of the Most High, and in the shadow of the Almighty. See, Lord.
Lord.
We thank you for the answered prayer.
We
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.